Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling that daily number 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to jump straight into it because we have the Queensland Parliament coming to Far North Queensland in May. We're going to talk to Neil Lawry, the Clerk of the Parliament, on the line. Neil, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Thank you. About bringing the mountain to the people. Parliament in
Cairns. Something like that.
So Queensland Parliament coming to Far North Queensland. That's in May. With that, business as usual, but there's open for the public to sit in and watch what goes on. Is that right?
Absolutely. Just like in Brisbane, any member of the public can come and view the proceedings from the gallery. We'll be sitting in Cairns from the 9th to the 11th of May. And any member of the public can come and see how Parliament operates. In fact, our gallery in Cairns is much bigger than the gallery we have in Brisbane. So the more the merrier.
More the merrier. And we're talking convention centre, are we?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so the convention centre on the corner of Sheridan Street and Wharf Street, Cairns.
Yes.
Now, we've got, when we held a regional parliament in Townsville back in 2002, we had one of the largest public galleries ever assembled, almost 1,500 people.
Stand back, wait your turn.
Question time. Yeah. Came to watch Question Time on the Wednesday night, and we're going to be having Question Time again on the Wednesday night, so that's Wednesday the 10th of May from 6 to 7. And it would be fantastic if Cairns could actually bring as many people as Townsville did back in 2002.
Well, there's the goal. So there's always a rivalry going on between Cairns and Townsville. So, yep, there's the benchmark. Yep. Fantastic.
Well, I've heard it from Townsville people. They don't think Cairns is up to it, you know.
Yeah, they're hillbillies way down south, yeah. We say Townsville, man eyes on the ocean. big shout out, Townsville. Neil, just inquiring, when you're talking about questions, that's for the public to ask the questions, is that right?
No, this is members of Parliament usually will be asking ministers questions about the operation of government.
So all constituents are sitting in just observing. There's no communication.
That's right. That's
going
right.
On there.
Yeah, it's not audience participation.
Thank you. I'm getting fired up here, but yeah, hold your tongue.
That's right.
So this is fantastic. Now, how often does Parliament come out of Brisbane? Yeah, if we're talking about Queensland, the state of Queensland. How often does this happen?
Will be our sixth regional sitting of Parliament.
Yes.
We've been to Townsville, Cairns before, back in 2006, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Rockhampton, Mackay. We've been to Townsville again a couple of years ago, and now we're back in Cairns.
Okay.
So it's not regular. We do it on average around once every Parliament.
And the reason for it is just to reach out or for educational reasons as well, for high school kids to see how it all works, why do we do it?
Well, we do it for a number of reasons. I suppose even though Parliament is actually situated full-time in Brisbane, I think one of the reasons why we do it is to demonstrate that Parliament is not just about Brisbane,
Thank you.
What I mean?
Yes,
it is about the regions. It is Queensland's more than just Brisbane.
Okay.
So that's the fundamental reason why we do it. There's lots of opportunities that arise before it. Like we've already got almost 2,600 school kids coming to watch Parliament over the 3 days.
Yes.
We've got there's also the opportunity to take every member of Parliament, some of whom may never been to Cairns before, or that region, to take it to the region. And it's not just about Cairns either. It's all about the Far North region as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And so it allows people to interact with the members of Parliament and allows members of Parliament to see and interact with people in Cairns. It allows school kids the opportunity to come. So it's just about emphasising that Parliament, the Queensland Parliament, is more than just Brisbane. It's about Queensland.
Yes, and as we go, as meetings do happening with our Member of Parliament, Queensland Parliament and coming to Cairns, the focus not on Cairns and Cairns issues, is it? It's across the board with business as usual, but question time, there may be a lot more questions because it is neck of the woods. Yeah?
I would dare say that because we are in Cairns, perhaps some of the legislation we are passing more relevant to people in that area, if you know what I mean. And it may well be that certainly some of the questions and the debate will be about people in that region as well.
Yeah. But it won't. Like 90% of the conversation won't be about just Cairns, will it?
No. It'll be about, once again, Queensland is about the state as a whole.
All right, so there's not going to be a podium just for Michael Healy, for example.
No, but I'm sure he'll get a Guernsey and talking.
I think so too. I breathe for him. He'll get him on this program. Mike, I'm the host, Michael. Hey, nice talking with you, Neil. Thank you very much. So 9th
to
11th
of
May.
Good to speak to you, okay?
9th
to
11th
of May. It'd be great if your people can come out and see the Parliament in operation, okay?
Fantastic. All the best, Neil. You take care.
Thanks now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Adele Leon there. Neil Laurie's name is the Clerk of the Parliament and promoting the fact that the Queensland Parliament coming to Far North Queensland in May, 9th to 11th of May, here in Cairns at the Convention Centre. So to all constituents, quite welcome to go along. There's no conversation going on between the constituents and the Parliament, Member of Parliaments. But, of course, you can see what's going on. And question time, they said, is on the Wednesday night. So you can see all the different questions and all the topics that's going on in regard to conversations. And I think in Cairns, as he said, it won't all be about Cairns, but there'll be some good conversations because of the fact that the Parliament has been handled in Cairns. So there it is. So a lot of great for high school students, as he mentioned, over 2,000 odd students go along to watch the Parliament in action. And so it's a great opportunity for people to go along and check it out and may empower young people to chuck the hat in the arena or look at becoming a Member of Parliament. Never know. Politician, there it is. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Enter the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Listen to the silence. We don't need no words. Our eyes speak a thousand hurts deep within the soul. You read me with just one look. No one could break through before. Understand the silence of entwined souls.
Yeah, that deadly track, Like a River, and I'm just flowing on here with the National Talk Rap Program. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. The host for the program is the Bally One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and your Yidinji country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM across the nation. Thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Going to catch our beautiful lady, Samantha, on the line. Samantha, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Darling, I'm well. How are you?
Well, I've been in hospital, that's why you haven't heard from me.
And how are you travelling now, darling?
Oh, absolute top of the world. I came home yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I had to come out to phone you and let you know that I was still here.
I've been giving you a shout-out, and I'm wondering where you were and how you were doing. And how's our beautiful son, John?
Oh, yes, he was a car accident, and then they detected something wrong with the heart, so they put you in isolation and do all the, you know what they've got to do.
Yeah, of course.
But so, I'm here again, so they can't get rid of me.
That's right, darling. You have plenty of living to do. So were you in a car accident, were you, Samantha?
I certainly, yes. And you would not believe it. I'll give you a laugh.
Yes.
It was a nun.
A nun hit you?
A nun went through a red light, yes.
So it wasn't your fault. They always say it's not you, it's the other driver. And that's what happened, a nun. She might have been praying while travelling through the red light.
That's right. You would not think that she would do that, but unfortunately she did. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, at least they've detected that I have this problem, this heart problem.
Yes.
And I've turned 84, so I'm going pretty good.
You are good inning, going well, my dear, yes.
And I'm going to be here a long time to check on you, don't you?
Thank
worry.
You, that's beautiful.
And now, the babies, say lovely to the, and the people that are listening to this. I'd say hello to them from me, please.
Yeah, beautiful, darling. Were you driving the car or was John driving, your son?
Actually, John was driving.
Okay. And Is he okay?
He couldn't believe it, though. He said, it's such a shock.
Yeah.
You know, for it to happen.
He was okay.
Not expecting anyone to go through a red light, but when he
Was he okay? Did he get injured?
Oh, thank heavens, yes.
Good. Yeah, lovely. So he's your carrier there looking after you. More ways than one.
Oh, just, my gosh, yes. He's looking after me like...
Make him work harder now because of the accident.
Yeah, he said, Mum, I don't think I'll take you out anymore. So don't say that. Yeah,
you're a social butterfly. You've got to get out.
Of course.
Well, good to hear your voice.
Lovely hearing your voice, Trevor.
You too, darling. And thank you for tuning in.
That I'm still around, yes. And I'll be around for a long time.
Yes, darling. Well, I love thoughts, prayers going out to you, my dear.
Thank you, my darling.
We'll talk soon.
To everyone of you lovely listeners.
I'll pass it on. Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So beautiful Samantha from WA, look, a regular caller, a full-time listener to our program, and I haven't heard from her, and I remember giving her a shout-out about 10 days ago. Haven't heard, and look, she just rang back, and that's what happened. She was in hospital, didn't realise. But she's home, which is great, and a big shout-out to John, her son, who's a carer for lovely Samantha, 84 years old. Good evening. She says she's not her time yet. Of course it's not. And it's good to hear your voice. You can have your say. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. I said Sook. Who's a Sook? No one's a Sook. 1-800-422-416. All right, let's look at the top stories in news today. Scare campaign, PBS, shake up the half cost of hundreds of medicines, won't affect supply, health minister says. Harry Belafonte, singer and civil rights activist, dies at age 96. Greens to block a $10 billion housing fund unless states forced to freeze rents. Inside the multi-million dollar luxury home of Hillsong leaders, Dristique and sadistic, Prince Harry's key phone hacking claims. So that's the royal family in that space. What colours do you see these players wearing? The answer won't be the same for everyone. We're talking about rugby union there. Rugby was at the beach. Ruby was at the beach when her parents noticed she kept stumbling in the sand. Things weren't never the same. We're talking about children diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, known as DIPG. Sad story there. Poland has changed beyond recognition, and so has its place in Europe's pecking order. Revealed red tape tasks to be slashed for New South Wales teachers. Popular science, archaeologists found a lost Roman fortlet in Scotland. So they're the headlines for today news. Give us your headlines. What's happening with you, with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation, with your company, with your family? All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. You can always text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly. Patanue, 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 patanue
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Yulagi langa da miri. Wanangi ani marmali malu. Durame bawale, murame yulage galabari bundage. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Bogai, bundage.
I can feel.
Yeah, Japakanji Bamba, that's KDA crew here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bamba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Other news here, Indigenous campaigner Taylor Gray's swipe on The Voice. An Indigenous lawyer says there's one thing that is making her consider how she will vote at the up-and-coming referendum. An Indigenous lawyer and campaigner who remains undecided on The Voice to Parliament has revealed what is swaying her to vote yes in the up-and-coming referendum. A Widgery woman, Taylor Gray, revealed on ABC's Q&A program that she's unsure whether she will vote yes or no to the landmark decision on Indigenous recognition in the Constitution. I don't know at this point because I don't think I could put it down to a yes or no vote, she said on the program. The rest of the panel was then asked for their opinion on how they would vote in the up-and-coming referendum, with Manager of Opposition Business, Paul Fletcher, avoiding answering the question of his personal opinion on The Voice. The crowd then began to heckle after Chief Executive of the Space Industry Association of Australia, James Brown, revealed he would vote against The Voice. I am someone who I think is a fair-minded, who wants to see reconciliation, but will be voting no on this referendum. My concern is that a potential risk of a yes on this referendum outweigh the benefits, he says. A member of the crowd shouted, "Shame on you, Mr. Brown." I think there's a number of people who are weighing the question, as others on the panel are, who don't want to go into a polling booth and be told they're racist if they oppose this referendum, he says. Mr. Brown, the former son-in-law of ex-Prime Minister and Vice supporter Malcolm Turnbull, has also thrown his hat in the ring for the Liberal pre-selection to replace the late Jim Molan in the Senate. Ms. Gray then said, despite her doubts about The Voice, she may be inclined to vote yes, considering those who are going to be voting no. The more people whose views I don't align with say no, the more I'm inclined to say yes, she said. That response was met with cheers from some members of the crowd. However, her statement came with caveats. People are wanting to know more about what they stand in the community. These questions, she said, there's opposing opinions and First Nation voices in the community that haven't been heard yet. Hear, hear. Have you say, maybe you want to talk about that? You've got a voice and add to the conversation. Well, you can do that by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now we've got new liquidated data reveals more than 100,000 people paid over $174 million to predatory insurer Upla ACBF. First Nation advocates renew call for urgent action in May federal budget. The liquidators of the predatory funeral insurer Upla ACBF SV Partners have released shocking new data that reveals for the first time the full extent of First Nation exploitation perpetrated by the company over the three decades. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Daphne Naden, lead spokespeople for Save Sorry Business Campaign. I believe we have Daphne on the line there. Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trevor. It's Daphne.
Daphne. How are you going, Daphne?
I'm really good, thank you.
Good, sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Daphne?
I'm Daphne Naden. I'm from my mob's Googleology from
Cairns, fun Mossman. Mossman area, beautiful. So, sister, yeah. Look, very important conversation here. A new liquidated data reveals more than 100,000 people paid over $174 million to predatory insurer Upla, ACBF. And when you look at it, I mean, look, it's a business, and people making business out of life and death. But they did wrong by the people. I mean, they collapsed, and people are left swinging in a breeze in regard to their funerals and the money that they invested into their funerals. It puts pressure back on the family, and that's the reason why they did it. But this company, Upla, closed down, liquidation, and a lot of people got hurt financially. That's the case, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. But it was, from the start, it was targeting Indigenous people, you know?
It was,
right,
yes.
Around the country. Yeah.
And they advertised the fact that they were Indigenous, but in actual fact they were not. It wasn't Indigenous owned, was it?
No, that's right. Yeah.
So, Daphne, did you invest in this company?
I did back in 1994 early 90s anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And I took coverage out for myself and my four daughters
and,
at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so have you lost all that? Where are you at in regarding refunds? Did you get any refunds?
No. And no, I wait until the government comes up with something.
I believe there was lawyers fighting for all the consumers, but nothing's come to the forefront yet, as of yet?
No, well, I'm part of a team that's been advocating and going to Parliament House and meeting with ministers and that to hopefully to see an enduring resolution come out in the May budget.
And this campaign you're talking about is Save Sorry Business campaign, and you're lead spokesperson for that, aren't you?
Yeah, for the north up here.
For the north, yes. Okay.
I would say ICAN.
Yeah.
Is one.
Okay, ICAN. Yeah, big shout out ICAN. So it's is there light at the end of the tunnel? Are you feeling confident that you'll get a refund?
I'm hoping, but I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. You never know with government, eh?
Well, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, but someone's got to protect the consumers. Anybody going out there starting a business, you know, and if the business collapsed, because this wasn't government funded, it was a business entity, and the fact that they collapsed, consumers got hurt. So where's the protection for consumers? $174 million, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and, you know, we're not the richest. A lot of people in this country, you know? So play it on our, you know.
Well, exactly. Well, to say that you're an Indigenous organisation or Indigenous company, Indigenous owned, but you were not, well, that's a lie. But you're still providing a service, and a service that people are looking for, and that's why 100,000 people invested, you included, with your daughters, you know? You invested into a product. Into a company, you know, a company for their product, for their services, and it's okay if everything's all comes out of it because you put the money in and you got what you're getting out of it, but for the company to fold, liquidated, and then people lose money out of it, then that's a sad affair. I mean, you are.
We were doing the right thing. We were being responsible.
Well, exactly.
You know, and
well, exploiting Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. So sorry to
trying
hear that.
Trying to look after our families, and then this happens, you know?
Yes. So you're lead spokesperson for Save Sorry Business Campaign here in the north. Do you communicate with the Save Sorry Business Campaigners in the south? Is there a conversation? Are you connected?
The main body is Mob Strong Help in Sydney, based in Sydney.
Yes.
So they coordinate.
Yeah, I spoke to them on this program. That's right, yes.
Yes, that's right. And they... But, yeah, we're all linked into there.
Yes, actually, I've got the details here now. Mob Strong Debt Helpline. So for those people who've been hurt financially by this company, Upla, /ACBF, you can contact Mob Strong Debt Line, 1-800-808-488. There's the number there. So you might be fighting the good fight. You're fighting for your refund, compensation.
That's right, for people all around the country.
Yes, all around the country, exactly.
Yeah, and there is that interim measure there to assist people right at the moment. So those who were active members of ACBF and UPA, if they pass between now, any time up until the 30th of November this year.
Okay.
There's the funeral benefits program, which is available through Treasury, and there's a helpline for that too.
Okay.
Yeah. So
do you have that number?
Yes, I do.
You're going to read that out?
It's 1-800-296. Yeah, 989.
989. That number again, 1-800-296-989.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that organisation?
That's Treasury. Treasury Department in Canberra.
Treasury in Canberra.
So, so people that are losing family members now can contact through that number.
Okay.
Contact Treasury and get an application process started to get funding to help with the funeral.
Okay. Right, yeah.
But they have to be a, have had to be a policy holder, you know?
Yeah, policy holder. We're customers to the UPLA company.
Sir?
Yeah, can you hear me? Daphne, can you hear me? No, I lost Daphne there. Sorry, Daphne, I lost you there, but if you can hear me, yes. Daphne, I got that number. Thank you very much. 1-800-296-989, Treasury in Canberra. But as you mentioned, they've got to be policy holders for this company, UPLA, that went into liquidation, UPLA/ACBF. And the organisation that you head up as a spokesperson, Save Sorry Business Campaign. And the number for Mob Strong Debt Helpline, 1-800-808-488. That's for policyholders for this company that did go into liquidation, and the Save Sorry Business Coalition fighting for refunds for the consumers of that company. But, yeah, sorry, I did catch that, Daphne. If you want to call back, yes, we can continue that yarn, but... Yeah, all good here on your daily program. Have your say, your mob. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Iwanja yondo gadan wa wa napi bama bina na tinigi gigi to the beat. Bina na tinigi gigi to move to the beat like. Listen up, I got a story to tell from my old people who once walked this land. Mai mai bulga, know where you can dad ya. So good for my jidja and yapa. Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wild world, kari kari nyanga jen yondo. Spitting rhymes that we used to live. From the land to the sea, we can never forget. This is our home, this is what we call boomba. We gotta stand together as one mob. Yeah, listen to the black boy music.
Black boy music.
Yeah, listen to the black boy music. Iwanja yondo gadan.
Move to the beat, Black Boy Music, Normie J there, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, New Mob, 1-800-422-416, with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trev.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much.
Good.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you, my brother. What are you on the yarn about, Tony?
The first thing I'd like to follow on from Selwyn there, on, that's good we heard from Sylvia that she's okay after that accident.
Samantha, yep, WA.
Sorry, been a long time since I heard the name.
Yeah, beautiful, thank you, yes.
She's on our side here. And Selwyn on Friday had a really good rattle on about Lydia Thorpe, you know. I think she's really, really, really important to the whole cause. That it's difficult to be that much of an activist, but I really respect the time she comes through Parliament with her fist up, you know, about the colonial things.
She wears her heart on her sleeve. Don't worry about that, eh, Tony?
Yeah, mate. And I think I'm fairly physically active too when I'm got a motor car and I can... She's a little bit of fun here. I heard Michael on there and he's talking about the Roman Empire and stuff and that. And I've actually, you never asked me who's my mob and who's my tribe.
Well, who are your mob? Who are your tribe?
Yeah, well, you know, I live with a dingy, but with history there, I've gone back and I come from southeast England. We had a tribe there called the Iceni tribe until the Romans turned up. Michael was talking about
that. Were you invaded, were you?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, 2000, and the Romans turned up in England, and all the towns in England are Manchester and Colchester and all them Chester towns, they're Roman towns.
Yeah, gotcha.
And we had a queen in southeast England that fought the Romans, a fearless woman warrior.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like today we have Lydia Thorpe up there at the forefront.
She's our queen, you reckon, eh?
Yeah, she was a queen, and she, there's rumours she had this chariot there with the swords on the wheels and went around, and her name was Boadicea, and today they call her Boadica. The names have changed, but it's just a comparative history that, anyhow, I was having a bit of fun there.
Sure, yeah, you're beautiful, brother, beautiful. So are you still carless, are you?
Well, I'm at the point of getting another little car going that a good supporter gave us 5 years ago. I've been sitting here and I've been all over it detailing it, and the rain's helped me up, and I'm ready roadworthy on a second little car.
Okay, good.
It's a battle on a pension and the old Falcon's sitting there. And what else I wanted to say here, mate? I wanted to say, in Cairns today there's a meeting for victims of crimes. Do you know about that?
Yes, I heard there was a meeting. It's a closed forum, but they're opening it up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know where I didn't catch where it was being held. It's all about youth crime and for constituents to have their say, and I don't know who's leading it, but, yeah.
Continue. I don't know if there was a little thing on Channel 7 on the news last night that there was a meeting starting at 11 o'clock, and I thought, well, I still want to come on. Because for 20-odd years I've been on here as a victim of crime.
Yeah.
From what happened with the art gallery attack in Mount Molloy and the police cover-up and perversion of the whole thing that I went through earlier in the year. I'm a bit all over the place this morning.
Sure, mate.
There's a bloody lawnmower going. I've got to shut my front door here.
They shouldn't mow the lawn when Talk Black's on. National Talk Black is on. They shouldn't mow the lawn.
No.
And some people are so rude.
Yeah, a lot of it. I get in my backyard myself. One other thing I wanted to say, it's been sort of tormenting me a little bit. Years ago, when we come back from pretty heavy protesting down in Canberra over the art gallery attack up in Maribyrnong, and the reconciliation people sent me an invite to some sort of thing there, and I didn't go. I turned up, and do you know why? The reasons why I didn't go?
Why was the reason you did not attend?
Because they didn't send her an invite too.
Oh, who are you, your lovely lady?
Yeah, well, I lost day before Anzac Day. It was 3 years since I lost Donna there.
Yeah, and so you got the invite, but Donna didn't get the invite.
Yeah, right. You know, like I'm white and she's black, and I thought, well, if they want reconciliation, why don't they
have a black person at the table?
Yeah, I just think it's really just how Australia is, mate, that they'll make a thing out of you and use you and don't want the truth to see a black and white couple together sometimes. If you're high profile, you really come under black like Lydia Thorpe does, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you get used to it and you don't worry about it because you know it's only a micro percentage of the people. I'm just getting some things off my chest there, mate.
Yeah, sure.
I listen to
other radio stations. There was a talk with, who was it, John McKenzie on 4CA, and he said that someone rang and said that they don't want to vote yes for the voice because it's division, dividing the people. And he's a non-Indigenous person, but he speaks like that. It's dividing the people. Well, when the white sails came here, there was division there, was there not?
Yeah, well, they divided and conquered.
Exactly.
Well, they haven't really.
Exactly.
We have this resistant thing going. They'll never get rid of the resistance. And it's there's no treaty. What do they expect? And the voice, yeah, good, you get the voice, whatever, that's great. But I still think the treaty is more important.
Yeah, of course, yeah. If they're going to give us a treaty and at least give us a voice, that's a start.
Yeah, well, the other thing, I heard Lydia talk on one show and they said, oh, she'd called Albo racist. Well, he said earlier in the year there was a report that they could have put this yes vote through Parliament anyway without the referendum. So if they're using it as they do to make waves, to get their way. They may be causing a lot of trouble with this, all this talk that's going on, dividing people and stuff, and
or dodging the big treaty conversation.
You're right. People shouldn't all go through it just for a voice. You know, what is it? And how many people and tribes in this country a voice?
I'm each
way about it too. But of course, Murray should have a voice directly to Parliament, because I've tried for years here to talk to Curtis Pitt, our local member.
Mm.
We've had that camp taken over. It's a mess. It's corruption all through the organisations.
Well, the other thing is there's 250-odd tribes in this country. And as we know, as blackfella know, when you go another man country, well, that's another man's rules, you know. So it's not one size fits all.
My message, anything to do with land, boss, the land, I'm just a driver, Just a roadie and secretary and did what I could for her. But, if there's 253 tribes, you'd think they'd want 253 voices. I just think it's a runaway train and time will tell, but it's taking up a lot of energy and there's a lot of people. And a voice, I don't know what it'll be.
Mm.
Of course, Murray should have their own reps on the land, like our river now. I just saw a show on the Franklin, the Mulgrave River in Gordonville.
Mm.
I saw a show on the Franklin, and they're going to take water out of here, if they reckon, the Mulgrave and Gordonville, to feed Cairns water supply. So basically, we'll be filling up the swimming pools for the tourists and giving them unlimited water. And meanwhile, on the Franklin River, they wanted to dam it and they couldn't, but then they found out, they stopped it in the end because it was going to interfere with World Heritage upstream, which is exactly what we've got here in Gordonville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the big joining the dots I've put together. They should not touch this water here because upstream...
Same thing applies.
Same thing. And, I was caretaker at the fisheries, which is a huge area up there. It's all the fish stocks. And I'm talking for the fish, the protection of the river, the food supply for the Dingy tribe for the future. And the Kaepernick want to get onto this because that can be stopped, because taking water from Gordonville further upstream in the native title that we're not even allowed to live on legally, only camp for 3 days, they're going to take water. And World Heritage, there's cattle and cane up there. It's ridiculous. What these Migaloo do to suit themselves.
Yeah, I hear you, my brother. Well, thank you for the yarn, my brother. Good to be yarning with you again. And good luck with the car. Yeah. Please keep in touch, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Go Lydia, because that energy is priceless.
To Delhi, brother. Thank you very much. See you, Tony.
Bye.
Tony Gibbs, regular caller here on your daily program. It's come the time with Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. A one-hour program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM on your Dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Voice for our people. So, yeah, do utilise it. 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.